This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. He knows when you've been naughty. He knows when you've been nice. Oh, no, that's another guy.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing
to sacrifice. Cold. It is cold in some place. Warming up here, though, and I suspect where Jay is as well.
A little bit warmer.
And, yeah, it's in the 40s and 50s in the daytime, 40s in the morning, up to the 60s here where I am this week, by the middle of the week here on the farm in Massachusetts. Where are you listening? Good to have you on board the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Other than your work life, if you're on your way to work, you're listening to us, you may have heard me talking about snacks with Jay a little bit ago. I don't like to go back to where we were because some people heard it and some people didn't. You could always catch up with whatever it was that we were talking about by listening to the download. I don't presume that people have enough time, although there are some people who listen to the entire 4 hours of the program and the stuff that's on before it as well, that's connected to our American Family Farmer show that we do every week. You can hear that on many of these same stations as you can. Mm-hmm. A Good Day Health and the Talk Radio Countdown Show. But we were talking about snacks in the Food, Farm, and Family Report. And I said I had a lot of, and Jay did too, nuts, especially cashews and peanuts. But what I didn't put in was how much fruit I eat. Fruit is a great snack. I don't think we mentioned fruit really at all.
No, we didn't. Fruit is a good one. You're a fruit person, aren't you, Doug? You really
I have lots of fruit. That's why I was going through it. I just had some kiwi, some orange. Mm-hmm. I had a bite of an apple. I had cherries. I had grapes just now. Blackberries, raspberries, blueberries. All of them just grabbing here and there as I'm doing some other stuff.
Berries are so good with antioxidants. I don't like berries. Yeah. I wish I did because
really?
Nutrition that is in all of the berries, it is just fantastic.
Yeah, it's good. Blueberries especially. So that's why I was wondering in reflection what the rest of your life looks like other than talking about snacks and maybe the time of day. What else do you do? A lot of people, there are a lot of different compartments to our lives. And that's what makes us so interesting as beings. What we eat, what we do for fun, or what we do for work, who we like to hang around with. If you're sad, if you're tired, if you're always like kind of, maybe you just look at what the various components of your life are like. And what does it take to get the rest of your life, if that's what it is, the rest of your life back to where it was. Hopefully there was a point in your life that things were great and wonderful, if they aren't that way now. If they are, great. Congratulations. You're making history. All right? Right? And keep a diary. Write down the things. You do that, Jay?
Mm-hmm.
The things that you accomplish, things you do. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. That's a good thing to do.
And it's a good way sometimes we think something quickly and then we move on from it thinking that we will remember and then we don't.
Yeah.
So when you journal, it helps you look back to it, especially if you are looking for some kind of personal growth where you can go back and see, okay, I was feeling this way on this day or here's something that I came up with, or especially with dietary issues, if you have like digestive situations and you are noticing that, okay, well, when I eat this, I feel a certain way. And if you're putting that in your journal, you can always go back of like, oh, hey, wait, I ate this today. I feel gross. Let me go back and see the last time I ate it. It's one of those, I don't know, it's like a blueprint, if you will, I feel like, when you journal.
Right. All right, some legal stuff, if you will. New York State Attorney General has sent a cease and desist letter to Nassau County because of its transgender sports, or it's actually an anti-transgender sports ban. Do you want to legally, this is kind of an anti-transgender. So that would be, it would seem to me, a school doesn't want transgender folks to be participating in sports. Example, women and men who are weightlifters. I always use this because it's the boldest example, but you can come up with any example of your own. Somebody who's had a, has become a trans person, male that wanted to be a female and changed his or her bodily functions, and the same a woman that wants to be a man, and they add a few things just for fun. So, at any rate, the Nassau County Executive Board said they had, they don't want to be forced into making sports leagues take. It's an, it is, it's kind of, I wrote a note next to the story, stupid is as stupid does. This is, these, the whole business of what to do, the, whether you take a girl who's become a boy or a boy who's become a girl, this is an impossible choice. It's, you've been painted, these people have painted themselves into a corner with all of this stuff. Back to our discussion of what's woke and what isn't. This is way...
Well, you and I always hear when people who are against letting trans women play in female sports and trans men playing in male sports is because of the narrative that men are just more athletically inclined, which isn't always the truth. We discussed a young woman recently who was she's cisgender, she's female, born female, and she was crushing the female division for wrestling. She asked if she could join the boys' team. All of the guys were like, yeah, that's not a problem. And she beat all of them, too, and won the national state championship. And what I'm always hearing from people who are against having members of the trans community play with certain genders of, in sports, it's because they always use the guy thing. And it's, well, if they were born a man and they couldn't cut it in the men's division, then they switch over to the female's division. Well, that's not a true trans person. That's somebody posing as a trans member to win. So, therefore, it's trans aren't the issue. Cisgender people who are posing as trans people are the issue.
Yeah. Well, actually, there are a lot of different issues here. That is maybe the main one. But this... There are guides now, guidelines from sports associations as to how to handle this. In New York State, the Public High School Athletic Association transgender policy states that, quote, it is committed to providing all students with the opportunity to participate. What does that mean? That could be, that could mean any number of things. It's a BS statement, right? Cover your butt. That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I don't know, I think it's difficult. It really is. You're not going to come up with an agreement. So what happens if the girl takes testosterone? A lot of the women, bodybuilders and weightlifters and stuff, take steroids and they take stuff that makes them stronger.
I think if you're doing athletics, sure, it's that's illegal. I think that's more of just the bodybuilding competitions where it's more of the body themselves, like the we were trying to figure this out recently, James, of what it's called, but like the bodybuilding competitions where it's just the body, it's not how much weight you're actually lifting. You yourself are walking the runway and posing, and they're looking at muscles. That a lot of people, I think they will take different supplements. I don't know how legal that is with those rules, but I know that when it comes to actual athletics and stuff, you're not allowed to be juicing up, and they test you for it too.
Yeah, you would think there would be a lot of testing going on. All right, well, we're not going to settle it today, but we're reporting on an incident that you can all think about, talk about, and put your best mind, maybe wrap our mind around it. Here's another legal issue, another legal proceeding starting today. There's a lawsuit being filed against Alaska Airlines and the Boeing Corporation for $1 billion because the passengers, some lawyer, got a hold of a list of the people on that flight, and he sent them around a note saying, don't you think we should sue? We'll volunteer to sue Boeing in Alaska. And so all of the people on the plane said, well, how much are you going to try to get? And the lawyer said, no, we'll try for $1 billion. They're going to get it. But I would bet you, and maybe legitimately so, Boeing has faced a lot of already lawsuits over the flight for different reasons. They're falling. Well, I think. The plane literally fell apart in the air.
I would think that would be an extremely traumatic experience for anybody on that flight, let alone the people who were actually, that row, or I can't remember if that full row was empty or if it was just the seat next to the window was already empty, but anybody who was across the aisle or in the row right in front or in the row right in back, anyone who was in that immediate vicinity of that panel completely falling off, that is a traumatic experience. And didn't they already kind of give a, like, not a settlement, but they offered to pay all of the passengers some super small amount, and it was kind of...
Yeah, some stupid amount. It made them look just bad. Yeah. They look ridiculous. And so, but they keep digging themselves into this hole. And what in the world, why? Well, fix the problem. Don't try to make excuses for it unless you want to ruin the company, which is, frankly, one of the great American... It's disgraceful what's going on. It really is. It's a disgraceful circumstance. Okay. Poll out today about Joe Biden. 6 in 10 adults in our country doubt that Biden has the capacity to continue to be the president.
And so, whether that's true. It's not accurate. Sorry. I'm not fighting it. But who did they poll?
No. General poll. By the way, this Trump has similar numbers of doubters.
Mm-hmm.
This was Biden a little bit more dramatic. But there are plenty of people, and I guess I'm one of them. Isn't the State of the Union this week? That's maybe why this
I believe
is a,
so. Mm-hmm.
I think it is, yeah. All right, so this is a Center for Public Affairs Research that did this study in January. So let's see here. They lack confidence in... It's the same number, basically, for both Donald Trump and...
I feel like they need to poll specific parties. Like, if you're commenting on the... It should be polling only Democrats regarding Biden, polling only Republicans regarding Trump, because people across parties are going to side with their own party, and I feel like it wastes the number... Like, not wastes the numbers.
You meant to waste the time in that circumstance. Yeah, you make a good point. All right, we're at 18 after the hour here now on Good Day.
KFC's new smashed potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smashed potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax tip and fees extra.
Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air if you weren't so winded. But you're not here, because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get an online quote in as little as 3 minutes, all from the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you. With Allstate, not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, social media time, technical aspects of various, the ins and outs, if you will, of what's going on that keeps the social media treadmill running, right? It's fodder, but it's also the technology itself. So here's the story from an Oklahoma school district. The viral video that shows students licking toes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not supposed to laugh because of my lung. Licking toes of the person who was trying to raise money to help the school out, right? You know, sometimes
it's fundraising week, with and they were trying to they were trying to raise money for this coffee shop called Not Your Average Joe Coffee Shop. It's a local business and they employ people with intellectual, developmental, physical disabilities. And during the quote unquote wonderful week of fundraising, the students come up, they sign up if they want to be a part of it. Students come up with the different tasks and everything. But the fact that the adults, none of the adults were like, hey, this isn't a good idea. They let it slide. The students were raising money by licking toes. Again, let that sink in.
Okay.
Wow.
That's something that, did they check to see if there's any fungus growing on the toes?
I don't think they thought that far ahead. No.
A lot of people. Well, but we all know we're chuckling about it because of the sexual thing as well. One of those fetishes that people seem to think is cool. Who knows?
It is so gross. It is so.
Feet have been in socks and they smell from sweating.
They weren't in socks. What if they were just straight up in the shoes? Those are some stinky, stinky.
So, with that in mind, there's an ad that's been running for the past week or so for a feminine hygiene product that you spray not only under your arms, but down in the hoo-hoo region. And they're very upfront about it. The lady looks down and says, down there. So, you know, does that mean down there? Or does that mean it could be used on your toes as well? Maybe it can be used down there and then
down there,
go down to your toes. Yeah, wherever, right? All right, let's change the focus here. A lot of information over the weekend about Bruce Willis and his wife. She's about 45, and he's 68. They've been married for about 10, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a couple of children, and they also have, Bruce Willis has three daughters with Demi Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yep. And since his diagnosis, going back a couple of years, the wife has taken on the role of caretaker with Demi, and they have been continually fighting stuff in social media says that his condition is worsening. He can't take on food.
He has no joy. His quality of living is just like nothing.
Kaput.
And,
right.
Yeah. And Bruce Willis, his wife Emma, is setting the record straight, saying, you know, I think there are a lot of misconceived notions about people battling dementia if you've never gone through it yourself.
Right.
And they're kind of just shining a light on it. But this was one of the great things, too. Demi Moore and Bruce Willis have had probably, not at first, but eventually, one of the best divorces in marriage history, where they remained friends. I think he was visiting Demi and one of their older daughters when everything shut down with COVID. And so Bruce ended up kind of hanging out there. And then Demi moved in with them, not just to help Emma take care of Bruce, but also the younger children, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty... I was fortunate enough to have that in my wedding or divorce.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. According to a recent poll on Monmouth University, illegal immigration is the number one concern among voters.
The survey found that a significant number of voters perceive the issue as highly problematic. Across party lines, 8 in 10 Americans view illegal immigration as at least somewhat serious. Registered Republicans are particularly adamant, with 91% regarding it as a very serious issue, while 58% of independents and 41% of Democrats share this sentiment.
A hydrogen peroxide mouthwash brand is undergoing recall due to concerns about child poisoning risks. The Consumer Production Safety Commission is highlighting that the packaging of Heritage Store hydrogen peroxide mouthwash lacks child-resistant features. Those are necessary for products containing a specific ethanol concentration. LeBron James is the first NBA player to score 40,000 regular season points. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
And the winner is... Everyone's a winner on the Good Day program, and you can be a winner, too. All you have to do is call us, share your thoughts. 855-999-DOUG. Take first place today. 855-999-3684 for Good Day.
It's not as good a line as Nazis. I hate those guys. It's from a different movie, but right, the same stuff. Indiana, as Chuck Curry would say, Indiana or Jones, and the Temple of Doom or whatever it was from. There was a Star Wars movie on last night on one of the networks, and I couldn't remember which one it was, one of the earlier ones. But you look at these, and you look, okay, so here's C-3PO, and here's Harrison Ford, and there's Princess Leia, and they're fighting, you know, the Empire. And, you know, then you think, okay, it's all the same. And, but it was so entertaining, all that stuff. And look at this. It started in the 70s, and it's still going strong. Disney has, you know, they paid George Lucas like $4 billion or something for the rights to own the Star Wars franchise, and they've made television shows like The Mandalorian out of it. They just keep, man, I look forward. I'd like to have another movie.
There's like a cartoon on Disney yeah. Channel or Disney Junior or something that's all of that right. stuff. There's, I think, an area at their theme park, or one of the theme parks, or more of the theme parks that is dedicated to it.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, there's some fun food for your brain here on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen with a focus on an interesting event. Saturday Night Live had Sydney Sweeney on it. Did you see? I didn't know who she was until she was in this movie that I saw, what was it, a month or so ago,
Anyone But You.
She was great. It, very likable. The two of them were very likable. And apparently, the co-star is a guy named Glenn Powell, who was also, well, I don't remember seeing him before, but he was very likable. She was very likable. And you can't hide chemistry. They had great chemistry on screen. You just don't hide that. And so there were a lot of rumors floating around that she and Glenn Powell had an affair while they were making the movie. So she addressed that, and as she asked, I didn't see this. I'm going to try to find it today, bits and pieces of her monologue where she jokingly addresses the stuff.
Here's the thing that I loved about this. When they were promoting the film and kind of during, they developed a very good friendship, and there were all of these rumors that he's single, but she's engaged, and that there was this affair and cheating allegations, and they didn't deny any of it. They rolled with it because they knew that that was getting more people to talk about their film, and they were here to sell a movie. They were here
to
get butts in that audience, and they did. I feel like a majority of the news around this film before it came out and people got to see it, that it was a cute movie, was about the romance rumors. And it begs the question, would anybody have been talking about the film anyway if it wasn't the romance rumors? So good for them for riding that wave.
Yeah, and then they're trying to find another movie to make together. But it was a fun thing. And Saturday Night Live is not as much fun anymore as it used to be. So if there's something in there that is fun. Wasn't she in one of that, in those girls' movies the girl, not the most recent one, wasn't she with three or four other well-known women of that age? They were out to do, I forget what the movie was about.
Well, she's been in a lot of things. I think her most recent one now is Madam Web with Dakota Johnson. I took notice of her with Euphoria when she's in that television series. But then also she was in the first season of The White Lotus, and she was fantastic in that. Sydney Sweeney definitely has a long career.
Good. I don't claim to even understand. I see Jennifer Coolidge in it, and I'm trying to figure out. I've watched a couple of episodes to find out what the heck is going on. It doesn't make any sense to me. It just looks like a bunch of people and doing stupid stuff. And I suppose that can attract an audience. Look at what we do here from time to time.
Different guests and employees at a luxurious resort over the span of a week. It's one of those, like, everybody has their own story, and it all intertwines. And the second season was pretty much the same.
Yeah. Yippee! All right, from the Did You Know and Do You Care Doug file, did you know that Ben Franklin was trying to put the kibosh on using the bald eagle as our symbol because it had bad moral character?
Please explain.
That's kind of good. Well, it's a bird of prey. And when you're back, like, this is 1776, when they're trying to figure out what all the symbols, they put the country together, we've got the Constitution, we've got to have other things like a symbol. And so there were people who came up with the idea of having the bald eagle be the symbol for the United States. Benjamin Franklin, in a letter addressed to his daughter, this is January of 1784, referred to the bald eagle as a bird of bad moral character who does not get his living honestly. In other words, like kind of what he wanted was the wild turkey to be our symbol. Because the wild turkey is a bird of courage. Eagles, eagles
well, I'm glad
steal
he lost
food.
That fight.
Right, really? I don't know. I don't know whether it's true that he wanted the turkey to be the the national bird, but he certainly made it clear that he did not want to have the bald eagle because it had bad moral character. So there, folks, you didn't know that, did you? And here you are learning it firsthand from the boys and girls on the Good Day program. University of Maryland ordering fraternities this weekend and sororities to suspend all recruitment activity. Number of unsafe activities going on. This goes on. Is this part of the human condition? Is this what we don't understand? I remember hazing when I was in college, and I didn't like it. I got paddled. Mm-hmm.
It allowed then, or was it just more socially acceptable that people turned a blind eye? Where today, they will not. There's more of a stance on anti-bullying and hate falls in line with that.
I found in my alma mater, they didn't put up with it, but the guys tried to get, I was a SIG, and they tried to get away with it. But it brought out the worst. These hazing activities bring out the worst in people. And why is it, they threaten your safety, your well-being, just mm-hmm. because you're going to join a group? That's why a lot of schools have banned these groups, these sororities, these fraternities.
Mm-hmm. And if one house gets in trouble for something, they don't just punish that house. They punish the entire Greek system at that university.
Right.
It's one of those, everybody has to deal with it.
I was with a group of B.C., guys, on Friday, and they were all, I don't know how we got off onto this. We were talking about fraternities, and BC doesn't have them, didn't allow them. There were no fraternities and sororities, which I didn't know. So there, a lot of bigger schools now are just saying no to them mm-hmm. because it's not, whatever's going on is not nice. Speaking of things that are not nice, Jay, I thought we had fixed the worry about a government shutdown for at least a few months, with some of the action lasted, because there was supposed to be a shutdown last Friday and there wasn't. But now apparently there's another problem this week when it comes to spending matters and things that they agreed to last week. And so there's a funding deadline on a lot of stuff that's been set up for this week, which coincides with the State of the Union address. And that's Thursday evening. And Congress is looking at a midnight Friday government funding deadline. What in the name of God? It's now down to a week. It used to be a couple of months. Now you're going to have to do this thing. We're going to be. What else are we going to get done?
Mm-hmm.
The legislature is not doing anything except this continuing argument. Government is this. We are so blanked up in this country, and everybody is beginning to know it. I was with some people this weekend who are farmers, and we were talking about the realities of what the heck is going on in the country or what isn't going on. Nothing is getting done. Nothing. You look at, these agencies that are needing to fund themselves so that a lot of these agencies ought to be, we don't pass legislation. When I was a political science major, I did a paper on why there needs to be sunset rules for laws that are passed. That is, for those of you who don't know, sunsetting means there is a date attached to the bill in which, let's say it lasts for 10 years, 3 years, 30 years, whatever it is, funding will run out automatically for this program. And they don't do that. Because it's just, add more people, another agency. 4 million people work for the federal government. You realize how preposterous that is? It's asinine. Ludicrous. And Biden talks on Thursday. Do we have a shutdown on Friday? There apparently are 6 different spending bills that will keep some of the departments and agencies funded for the rest of the fiscal year, and that's what they leaned on that last Friday, but then there are other things being considered this week, and the people that are the right, that's again the right wing lunatics and the left wing, these people that don't know how to compromise, that are terrible legislators, that just, it's my way or the highway, and that's what screws all this up. So those of you who vote for some of those folks, you can say, well, that's good. We should shut the government down. No, that's not how you fix the problem. Because it costs you and me, the taxpayers, every time the government shuts down, it's $3 billion to put it back into gear and to restart it. So, no, this is not the way to fix the problem by any stretch of the imagination. How'd you start to say?
No, I was just laughing. I agree.
Why? Because I'm off on the long... All right. Let's talk about LeBron James, who reached 40,000 points, extending his career scoring record. Saturday night, 21st NBA season for this guy. He went by Michael Porter Jr., hit a layup with 10 seconds left in the second quarter. Lakers lost to Denver, though, 124-114. But he got his 40. How do you even conceive of that?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I mean, not only do you have to be an incredible player, but you have to keep as healthy as possible that you can have this kind of a longevity.
Yeah, he hasn't had many major. He's considered
a senior citizen in athletics terms. He's not old by any stretch of the means, but
18 kid growing up in Cleveland.
30s.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He's played in 1,475 regular season games and double-digit scoring in 1,205 of them. And so there he is, LeBron James. And his son, I think, is coming along. Isn't he a basketball player?
He is, and I think that's his goal. He's trying to hang out in the NBA as long as possible so he can play with his son.
Play with his son, yeah. Cool. All right, 48 after here, boys and girls.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text SLASH to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SLASH to 321-321. That's SLASH to 321-321.
Are you ready for more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks? Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything on the site. Save on mouth-watering favorites by using the code OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog. OmahaSteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Flavor and value and entrees that are scrumptious. You'll love it. The semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. Every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com/Doug and get 8 free Omaha Steak Burgers with your order. That's OmahaSteaks.com/Doug.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it.
it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Nothing about cars in the old Farmer's Almanac, but that's okay because we have Nick Miles here to help us out. We could do our own, we could do the Farmer and the Driver Almanac. How about that? That'd be a good take on something. We could do a little writing about the meteor showers. We could do a little writing about all the things that you see as you travel around the world. Nick Miles is here from our autoexpert.com. We're going to talk about spiders and things that go bang in the night, in manner of speaking. All right, hold on for that. For most of us here in America, a new car is one of the biggest purchases that you will ever make. So, important for you to secure a good loan, and here's how to do that. Listen to Jenna Green.
In the know, I'm Jenna Green. Securing a loan can be daunting for first-time car buyers. Deciding on a budget and learning what you can afford is an important first step. Senior editor at Auto Trader, Matt Deegan, has more.
When buying a new car, you have to factor in additional expenses. There's the insurance, registration fees, vehicle maintenance, fuel, and taxes. Many financial experts advise the 24-10 rule. This means putting aside 20% for the down payment on a 4-year car loan and spending no more than 10% of your monthly income on gas.
Getting the best interest rate on your car loan is dependent on your credit score. You can secure the best loan by increasing your score and obtaining quotes from at least 3 sources.
It's easy to shop online for quotes or head to your bank. Another option is to look at rates from credit unions in your area. And don't worry, even if you're a first-time buyer with a short credit history, you can still shop around for the best rate.
For more information, head to autotrader.com.
So, is that one of the questions you get, a frequently asked question? How do I fund, how do I pay for my car? Or have the companies themselves The manufacturers all have their own finance arm, and usually aren't they very competitive with what you can get at the local credit union or what you can buy? Banks hardly ever loan money for cars anymore, do they?
The big secret, Doug, is most people can get a loan approval from a credit union or from someone like Capital One, Auto Navigator. Go in. It's make sure they do a soft pull on your credit, so they're not actually. If you do a hard pull on your credit, it means you get dinged credit points. But get a soft pull. You get a soft pull on your credit, and then you know how much you can borrow at what interest rate and what your payments are. Then when you go in to buy the car, if the dealer can do better than that, if they can bring the numbers down, then by all means do that. But then you end up with the best finance for your car, and you know how much you can spend before you go, ooh, look at something shiny, I'll have that, but I can't pay for it.
Well, I understand repos are up. Is that true? Or do you see a lot of cars going through auctions that have been repoed?
Yes, and the one thing, one of the reasons for this is the younger generation coming in, the millennials, have not financed much in their lives because they stayed longer at home. They didn't have cars until later in life, until families. And now they're sort of learning what we learned when we were 19. They're learning in their mid-20s and 30s.
Mm-hmm. Don't buy it if you can't make the payments. Hello, duh. Yeah,
exactly.
All right, what's this spider thing with there's a new car that is named after a spider because of its genitalia? Hello.
Well, sort of. There's actually a new spider named after a Hot Wheels spider because its genitalia was the same shape as the Hot Wheels track. And so when the scientists, who are clearly Hot Wheels fans, were looking at this thing and saying, oh, we found a new species of spider, what do we name it? They decided to name it Hot Wheels spider because it looked like Hot Wheels when they glazed it under the microscope. Mm-hmm. So, they were looking at it and went, oh, that resembles a Hot Wheels, which actually doesn't tell me a lot about how scientific these scientists are. But when you look at something, all you see is Hot Wheels. It's a bit concerning to me.
Yes, right. All right. The old adage, don't buy a car that was made on Monday or a Friday. How long actually does it take to build a car? How long does it? It depends on the car, doesn't it? Not one size fits all.
Yeah, I mean, most commercial family cars sort of start the line. I mean, some things are made over several days, like things like your screens and that sort of thing. They come from Asia, and they're usually already pre-made. But to assemble a car, it takes just a number of hours. So once it's been sprayed and stuff, but not for Rolls-Royce. It took them 8,000 hours to build their new vehicle. But $25 million, now you know why.
Okay, let's sign up for one of those. Hello. Hi, Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com. Check out from A to Z what you need to know about your car, what to buy, how to pay for it. This is Good Day at 59 after the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.